The DNA of shopping cart killer suspect Anthony Robinson was discovered on the body of a D.C. woman whose body was found in a shopping cart near Union Station in 2021. That woman's name is Sonia Champ. Robinson's first trial begins later this month in Harrisonburg, where he's charged with killing two women there. The defense had asked the judge to forbid prosecutors from mentioning to the jury the deaths of two women in Fairfax County, as well as the D.C. death of Sonia Champ, since Robinson hasn't been charged with either of those crimes yet. But during a hearing yesterday in Harrisonburg, the prosecutor said that DNA does link Robinson to Champ's death, and that prosecutors in D.C. had actually issued an arrest warrant back in 2022. It has not been served yet on Robinson, and obviously there's no rush since he's been in custody since he was arrested in 2021.
Hey, Neil, how many crimes is he actually charged with between all three locations, and maybe a little more of the Cliff Notes version of the developments around these or the evidence that prosecutors have around these cases?
Well, at this point, he's just charged with the two deaths in Harrisonburg. The jurors will get to hear about the D.C. and Fairfax County cases, even though he hasn't been charged with them. The judge made the ruling yesterday that prosecutors will be able to call witnesses to testify about the deaths of the two women in Fairfax County and Sonia Champ in D.C. The reasoning with the DNA and Robinson's pattern of allegedly transporting bodies in shopping carts, the judge said the jury should be allowed to hear that.
What about the term shopping cart killer? Why is the judge in this case being asked by the defense to stay away from that?
The judge actually did go along with the defense on that. He ruled that prosecutors and witnesses will not be able to use the terms shopping cart killer or serial killer when Robinson's first trial starts later this month.